There will be no personal nor direct attacks on anyone. And I would ask that you please try to keep down the loud cheering and the clapping. There will be no booing and no unruly behavior. With that,
this is painful, and it will be for a long time.
Donald Trump, baby! That's right, this man knows what's up!
After all, these are a couple of high-stepping turkeys, and you know what to say about a high-stepper. No step too high for a high-stepper.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Well, Sean's a tough guy. I mean, I think everybody knows that. You know, Sean, he took some licks. He hangs in there.
Yeah, what's wrong with the deal we got? I mean, the deal we got drank pretty good, don't it?
Did you hear what I said?
So this is a brave council. I had no doubt about them.
That doesn't suck.
If you don't like it, too bad.
Last question. Were you high on drugs?
Last question. Kiss my...
All right, here we go. FM Talk 106.5, Midday Mobile, live local talk over the next couple of hours. Glad you're along, and lots to do on today's show. Also, we'll look to Washington as they've now called the vote in the House for tomorrow on the coronavirus recovery stimulus bill. Get into details on that coming up in just a little bit. Plus, so many questions, of course, on the small business portion of this, plus the check directly to Americans, who gets it, who doesn't. I know there's a bunch of questions out there. We'll run through those in this hour. Plus, we'll be joined by Justine Hurley with the United Way of Southwest Alabama to talk about 211 and resources available for folks to navigate these pretty confusing and tough times as we fight coronavirus here in our neck of the woods. And I want to bring on lead pastor at Three Circles Church, Chris Bell, back on to talk specifically about what they're doing with the church right now and testing. This is something that, Chris, y'all got started this morning with it, right?
Yeah, that's right, Sean. Thanks a lot for having me on again. We got the word that we were going to be able to. We've been working on it for days and days, a week, really, our team. A lot of people don't realize Three Circle Church, we have a medical center here at the church. And we got the news late yesterday afternoon that we were going to be able to be a testing site, that we were getting the test kits in. So we got them in, and we started early this morning. I just got the word that we just passed 100 people have been tested, and we have the drive-through going. We got a huge team of volunteers from our church and the medical community. Everyone's pulling together to get this done. And it's crazy, man. I even saw, like, people coming through. I saw a dump truck come through. So that was kind of awesome to see our team. You know, they basically had to kind of climb up there to do it. But it's been amazing, Sean. And we're just hoping that we're able to help people. You know, I think it's all of us working together to make this happen.
These tests now are... These are, because everybody's asking, you know, where do tests come from? Did these come from in-state or out-of-state? How do you get these tests?
Well, it's kind of different for everyone. And again, I'm not a medical expert, but to my knowledge, it's working with private labs who are also working with government agencies to get it out. And that was part of the hardship of getting it. I think everyone's having a hard time getting the test. But again, we were able to get several hundred tests here, and it is the swab test. So that's the one they're doing. And it's the test that I had when our group was in Palestine.
Right,
and
I don't want to.
I'll be honest with you.
I know you can't sugarcoat. Your pastor is going to tell us the truth, and I'm going to let you tell us about that in a second, because I remember last time we talked when you were in Palestine, you had just finished it, and you didn't sugarcoat what that was like. But if somebody right now is listening to us, there are still opportunities for somebody to get tested today. You still
Absolutely.
Have tests?
Absolutely. Oh. We still have tests.
How do they do that? Because you said there was a way you could text something.
It's so easy. If you'll get your cell phone and you will text 3C test. So the number 3, the letter C, and then the word test, T-E-S-T, to 97000. That's all you have to do. That's going to take you straight to all of the information you need. There'll be a tutorial video to tell you how to get here, what you need to be prepared for, what symptoms you're going to be, you need to have to, because we can't give the test to everyone. It's for symptomatic people.
Right.
And all of that information's on there. Again, I'll just say it one more time for the listener, Sean. It's text 3C test to 97000, and it'll get you in the door.
All right. That is, and if y'all didn't, you're riding down the road, didn't catch that, don't worry. Hit us up on the text line, or you can email us or go to our social media platforms. We'll pass that information along to you. Now let's get to some nitty gritty here, because this is one thing that was going to be all too familiar probably going forward as either people that are listening right now may be tested down the road, or loved ones, family members get to you. You had this done. You had described it to me last time we talked when you were in Palestine and you got this done. So how they get the sample? What'd they do?
Yeah, so, you know, we had, and interestingly enough, and people may not know our story, but we were the 13 Americans who were in the Angel Hotel in Bethlehem, which is the West Bank. And it was a pretty, you know, not going into a ton of detail, it's a very precarious situation. And one thing we needed to do was be able to get tested so that we could be able to come home. And so it was hard to get the test. When we finally did get them, we were walked into a lobby, and a guy in a hazmat suit basically, you know, tells you to sit down. And he rams this thing up your nose. I'm just being honest with you. And when yep. you think he's done, he's just getting started.
Oh,
you
no.
follow me here, bro?
I'm with you.
I mean, I would have sworn to you that he pulled the thing out of my ear, that he went in my nose and pulled it out of my ear. You know what I mean? That's how deep he went.
So it's like a big Q-tip. Is it like a big
gagging,
Q-tip?
You're gagging. You know, I'm being honest. There's the gag reflex, and tears are flowing, and you know, for about a day, you feel, you know, pretty weird. Your nose feels pretty pretty weird.
But that's how they have to get the sample. Is it like a Q-tip?
It's like an extra long Q-tip. And we were kind of, the 13 of us were really kind of laughing at each other because it was like a bunch of kids. We were gagging and coughing and, you know. And then we had to wait for the results because, of course, if any of us would have been positive, it would have been a totally different situation. But by God's grace, all 13 of us, and you know, the thing with us is it was never really for sure if we had ever actually been exposed because of the way the situation was. We were never around the workers because of our schedule, and then when we came back, they put us on a floor that the health authorities had totally disinfected. So by God's grace, none of us ever even got a fever. And then when we came back to the States, we went into immediate self-quarantine and finished out our quarantine, and thankfully no one ever had any symptoms, so we're very grateful for that.
Yeah, because you're the first, if you're just joining us, talking to lead pastor of Three Circles Church, Chris Bell, and they've got the testing going on today. But back then, when we talked last time, there you were the description of the test that you just gave when you told me that a month and something ago, that's the first I'd heard about it. Really, the procedures around quarantining and being told in that case by the government that y'all couldn't leave, right? Y'all were told you got to stay here. You could not have walked out of that place.
That's correct. Yeah, and that's a very precarious situation for a lot of reasons. And you know, I'll always there's so much to the story, Sean. But for one, the people, we were in Bethlehem, and then even closer to home, we were in an area of Bethlehem called Bet Jala, and it actually has its own mayor. And the people of that little area, Bet Jala, they were really hospitable. I mean, they wanted to make sure we had what we needed. The mayor was making sure we were getting food. The problem is the situation in the entire area was deteriorating by the hour. So, I mean, restaurants were closing, so it was going to be a real problem to even be able to protect us because we had, you know, we had armed protection all the way around the hotel. Wow. And not to keep us in, but to keep others out, if that makes sense.
Right.
And then, you know, they're getting food to us, so how long was that going to go on? And then if someone did get sick, where was the health care going to come from? So, but the people of that area were so kind and so good to us. And I think there's some pictures when we did leave the hotel and get on the bus after we were cleared medically. You know, a bunch of the Palestinian authorities were on the street waving to us and, you know, thumbs up and that kind of thing. One day we had a riot, and there had been riots in other areas, and we were afraid. Honestly,
yeah.
Sean, we heard all this noise and cars, and I'm telling everyone get to the interior. I didn't know what was going down, and one of the hotel workers ran up the steps and said, "Hey, don't be afraid. This is for you. They're not against you. They're for you. They're wanting to show their support." So then we go back out on the balconies, and it's Sean. It's hundreds and hundreds of Palestinian people in the West Bank there. They are in their cars, honking their cars, singing songs, and letting us know that they want us to get to go home. They want us to be okay, and they're praying for us.
Wow.
Yeah, man, it was like, again, and we're going to write some stories about all of this, but it was pretty awesome because it scared us to death at first, frankly.
Yeah,
so.
I imagine. And, you know, you're we're at that point, we had talked, and you were trying to get home, trying to,
right,
you know, get back to the States. But like you just mentioned, that when you got home, that you still had to quarantine, right? You had to quarantine.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we had to, and we knew that. You know, even though we had been, the difference is most people that quarantine actually have not been tested, because you don't test asymptomatic people, right?
Right.
So the difference in us is we were totally medically cleared. We had been totally tested and no trace of anything. And the Israelis were very serious with us on that they weren't letting us cross a border unless we were cleared medically. So it took days. It wasn't just a simple thing. They looked at the charts. They checked everything out to send us home. But we did. We understood that when we got back here, we needed to be responsible as much for, you know, people around us as anyone else. So we went straight into strict quarantine. I didn't see my kids. That was the toughest thing. All of us have kids, and, you know, we land in America and we can't see our kids for another week and a half. You know what I mean?
Oh, that's tough.
Yeah, that was tough. But, man, really, Sean, you know, there's so many people hurting right now. Even the people of Bet Jala and Bethlehem, they're hurting. I mean, their economy, they're shut down. They're still shut down there. They can't even leave their homes. So for us, we're just grateful that so many people along the Gulf Coast, Sean, prayed for us and lifted us up. And now we've just come back and said, we want to help people. We want to serve people and help people as much as we can.
Y'all are doing it, and it's a thing that I've talked about over the last couple of weeks. I don't know where, you know, we think about something like this being a natural disaster of sorts, right? It's like a hurricane, yep, or something. But, you know, after hurricanes, we can get that, the wanting to help other people out of our systems. We can go help our neighbor. We can go down,
right,
you know, down to the beach and help people. We can give back physically, hands-on, give somebody a hug and help them out. You can't do that here. This is contrary.
That's right, and that is why. And again, I know that there's people that listen to your show that don't have a faith background. I respect that, but I will say that it's times like this when churches, in particular, can swing into action and do what we do. We can mobilize people even online and things like that. And we're not the only church. There's a lot of great churches out there doing everything they can to help people. And I think it's a really, really beautiful thing. And I think the other thing too, Sean, I'm a history buff. And when I look back across history, I personally think the last time in history something impacted the entire world like this was World War II. That's just my looking at it. And so I think it's that big. And so there's, like, after a hurricane, some people will not be affected at all, right?
Right.
And then others will be. But there's not that dichotomy with this. Every single person, it doesn't matter who you are, you're impacted in some way right now. And I think that that's an opportunity. There's obstacles. But I think there's huge opportunities for us to come together and care for people like never before right now.
You know, events like this often lead to bigger shifts in our society, sometimes for the negative, but quite a lot of times for the positive. We just have to make sure that that's where we end up on the backside of this, through this adversity.
That's right.
All right.
That's right. I totally agree. You know, I have an old friend, Sean, who grew up in this area, and he's 85 years old. And he tells me that during World War II, as a kid, he can remember standing up on the Spanish Fort Hill up there, and he said it looked like he could walk across Mobile Bay on battleships.
Wow.
If you can imagine that in your mind. And I was talking to him on the phone yesterday, and he said, this feels like that. You know, it feels like that time where we're all feeling it. But I think that there's an opportunity for us all to do some really good things right now. If we will care about others, not just ourselves, we can do that.
Well said. Sacrifice for mankind. All right, let's
talk. Absolutely, Sean.
I mean, that's what it was in World War II. That's what it is today.
That's right.
And it is on any given Thursday. We just notice it more in times like this. Remind
that's
folks,
right,
once again, they want to get that, they want to, if they have the condition, if they have the symptoms, or they want to find out more about this, how do they text? Where do they text?
Okay, they text 3C test, the number 3, the letter C test, to 97,000. And you need to be symptomatic. So, but if you're, you know, I had someone call earlier, I've been running a fever for 3 days. Absolutely, you need to be tested. And then the other thing we're trying to tell people, Sean, is listen to the authorities. We know it's tough right now, but stay home. People need to stay home. This is not a time to be a red-blooded, you know, I'm against the government telling me anything to do. It's just the wrong time for that. Right now is a time to go, let's work together, because if we do that for 2 or 3 weeks, we can put a big dent in this thing. So that's what I'm really hoping people will do.
I appreciate your message and what you're doing. Pastor Chris Bell,
thank you for your
time, and we're going to talk again soon.
Okay, brother.
All right.
Take care.
Always a pleasure, and they're doing doing great things. So, and listen, there's going to be more of this as we move forward. Yes, there are negative stories. Don't worry. We'll go to the bottom of the hour news here. That'll be people with negative stories. And listen, I'm a realist. There's a lot of negative things to go with this, but there's also a lot of positive and a lot of good that comes out of situations like this. We're going to make sure to highlight that as well. Phone number, text line 343-0106. We'll be right back.